Today we're building something that lives right in that sweet spot between jungle pressure and sampled chaos, an Amen-style swing bassline with choptinal character in Ableton Live 12. This is an advanced lesson, so we're not just making a bass patch and placing notes on the grid. We're going to make the bass feel like it's part of the break itself, like the drums and the bass were pulled off the same dusty record, then nudged, chopped, and reassembled by somebody who really knows how to make a loop breathe. The goal here is a bass line that feels loose, swung, a little unstable, but still absolutely solid in the low end. The sub needs to anchor everything. The mid layer needs to carry the movement, the grit, and the attitude. And the whole thing should feel like it's interacting with an amen break instead of just sitting underneath it. Start by setting your tempo somewhere around 172 BPM. You can push it to 174 if you want a more frantic modern roller feel, but 172 is a great starting point. Then load in an amen style break, or build a break pattern inspired by one. Keep the ghost notes, the snare flams, then off-grid hats, all the little imperfections that make the groove feel human and slightly dangerous. Do not over-quantize the drums. The tiny push and pull is part of the character. If you want the bass to lock in properly, open the groove pool and try a light swing setting, something like MPC 16 swing in the 57 to 60 range, or extract groove from an amen loop if you've got a good one. The key word here is light. We want the bass to lean into the break, not get glued to it like a rigid loop from a generic dance track. Now let's build the instrument. The cleanest way to do this is with an instrument rack containing two chains. The first chain is your sub. Use operator or waveatable and keep it simple. A sine wave or a very clean triangle is perfect. Mono only. No widening. No fancy nonsense in the low end. Give it a fast attack, a short to medium decay, a mostly full sustain, and a quick release. This chain is your anchor. It should feel reliable and boring in the best possible way. The second chain is your mid layer, and this is where the chopped vinyl attitude lives. You can use waveatable, operator, or even simpler if you want a more sample-like flavor. Try a saw or pulse-based tone, maybe with a little detune. Put auto filter after it, then saturator, then redux, then utility. Filter it low, maybe somewhere between 200 and 800 HC depending on the sound. Add a few dB of drive in saturator with soft clip-on. Use redux lightly for some grain, not destruction. And keep an eye on width so the low end stays tight and controlled. Now program a 2-bar MIDI phrase. Think in gestures, not just notes. Start with a root note on beat 1. Add an answer on an offbeat. Throw in a quick pickup before beat 3. Then in the second bar, vary the rhythm just enough to keep it from looping like a copy-paste exercise. If you're in D minor, a simple shape could be D on the downbeat, F as a short stab, maybe G or A as a movement note, then back to D or down to C for a little tension. The exact notes matter less than the phrasing. Keep the note lengths short, leave gaps, let the pattern breathe. This is where a lot of people go wrong. They write too many notes and accidentally turn a swing bass line into a wallpaper synth line. In this style, silence is part of the groove. For that chop checkered feel, shorten the notes so they hit like stabs. Duplicate a note and shift it by a tiny amount. Vary the velocities so repeated hits don't feel machine perfect. Maybe throw in the occasional octave jump or small turnaround note right before the loop resets. Those tiny details make it sound less like MIDI, and more like something that was sampled from a fragment of performance. Now let's push the groove with timing. Apply groove from the groove pool to the bass clip, but keep it subtle. Somewhere around 20 to 45% is usually enough. You want a little sway, not a melted mess. Then manually nudge some notes. Push a few a little late, maybe 10 to 20 milliseconds. Pull a few slightly early if you want urgency. Keep the sub tighter than the mid layer, because that contrast is what makes the bass feel alive while still hitting hard. This is a big teacher point here. Treat the break and bass as one rhythm section, not two separate parts. If the bass gets too busy, it starts fighting the drum's micro-pull. If the sub starts wandering around too much, the whole low end gets soft. So let the sub stay stable, and let the mid layer do the dancing. Next, add motion with clip envelopes and macros. Create a macro-like swing drift, and map things like filter cutoff, drive, envelope depth, maybe even pitch amount or waveatable position if your device supports it. Then automate that macro across the 2-bar phrase. Bring it up on the first hit of the bar, pull it down on the offbeats, and spike it briefly before a snare. That kind of rhythmic modulation gives you the illusion that the bass is being worked live, like someone is riding the controls while the loop plays. If you want even more authenticity, bring in simpler or layer a sample-based mid-sound. A short bass stab sample, a resampled base fragment, or even a tiny processed bit of another source can work beautifully. Put simpler in classic mode, use gate trigger and play with sample start position, filter cutoff, and a tiny pitch envelope. A slight pitch dip at the start of some notes can make the bass sound like a chopped record being pushed off the platter for a split second. For extra grime, build a chain on the mid layer with auto filter, drum bus, saturator, redux, and utility. Use drum bus for a little drive and crunch, but be careful with the boom section if your sub is separate. The goal is attack and grit, not muddy low-end inflation. Saturator should add a little warmth and clipping character. Redux should be subtle enough that it feels worn, not destroyed. And utility helps you keep the stereo image under control. Below about 120 Hz, stay mono. Always. Once the MIDI version feels good, resample it. This is where things really start to feel like jungle. Bounce the bass to audio, then chop the audio up. Reverse a single bass hit before a snare. Duplicate one note and lower its gain. Add tiny fades so it feels like the sample is being picked up off final. Pitch a fragment down by a semitone or two for extra weight. This is one of the fastest ways to get that authentic chopped, dubplate style motion. Then start automating vinyl motion. Open the filter slightly before a snare, then close it hard right after. Add a tiny delay throw to the last note of the phrase. Drop the pitch on the final note like a chopped rewind gesture. These little moves make the bass line feel like it's being performed, not just looped. And always check the bass against the break. Don't build it in isolation. The best Amen-style bass lines leave space for the snare crack, answer the fill, and keep the groove moving without clogging the drum pattern. If the bass is stepping on the snare, pull it back. If the loop feels too straight, use shorter notes and more strategic gaps instead of just adding more rhythm. A nice advanced trick is to build three versions of the same phrase. One tight roller version with minimal dirt, one chopped dubplate version with more pitch dips and distortion, and one loose jungle mutation with more micro-timey, one octave jump, and a little more automation. Keep the core note sequence the same and change the timing, articulation, and tone. That exercise teaches you a ton about what actually creates the feeling. So the big takeaway is this: the sub is your anchor, the mid layer is your motion, and the grid is your attitude. Use groove lightly, use micro-timing carefully, and use automation like a performance tool. If you can make the bass feel sampled, restless, and locked to the break all at once, you're in the zone. That's the sound. A bass line that dances inside an old chopped break, with just enough instability to feel alive, and just enough control to hit hard in the club. If you want, I can also turn this into a shorter voiceover version, a more hype radio-style version, or a step-by-step script with pauses and emphasis cues for recording.